Let's talk about your high school days, because you were to be proficient in languages. Did you show that proficiency in high school?
Yes, I did.
Tell us about that.
Because they wanted me to go to college. Back in those days, they thought as a person, you would do better in college if you took Latin. So I took 2 years of Latin. And then I thought, well, that was pretty good. I kind of liked that. So then I took 2 years of Spanish, and my Spanish teacher I dearly loved. We really got along. You know, I really was more proficient in it. And one summer after my junior year, they had a summer program at A&M where they were bringing in a teacher from Mexico for 6 weeks from 8 to 5, and everything had to be in Spanish. He was a real good teacher, and I enjoyed that. And that's kind of like what they do with students now. You can get college credit while you're still in high school. And I think the younger you learn a foreign language, the easier it is to learn. We had Bible studies, and we did all kinds of things. We ate out together some. We learned a Mexican dance, and we sang songs and a lot of things, so we learned the language better. So when it was time to go to college, my family said, what are you going to major in college? And I said, well, I'm going to do Spanish. And they all despaired because they didn't think there were very many jobs for people that spoke Spanish. Then when I went to A&M, I think there weren't very many in my freshman class. I found out that a lot of the people who were students at that time, if they came from the farm, their parents sent their sons to college, but not their daughters. They couldn't afford to send them all. And the farm families generally had a lot of children to help with the crops and whatever they were doing. But I kind of thought it was fun because there weren't very many women that were going to college when I did. So we didn't have any problems having a good time with parties and things that we didn't have in a date.
Mm-hmm.
But when Pearl Harbor was hit, well, then that just changed everything on campus.